Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Gina. She's a contributing writer and podcaster for Unmistakably Star Wars. She's a positive and amazing presence on Twitter, so please follow her and check out her articles. So without further ado, welcome to episode 15 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi guys, my name is Gina Sanders and this is my Star Wars story. So one of my earliest memories of film, it has to be watching Empire Strikes Back, because I remember being terribly afraid of Han Solo being frozen in the carbonite. That scene gave me nightmares actually for a long while. I also remember being afraid of Jabba the Hutt. And so that absolutely broke my dad's heart. My dad saw Star Wars when he was 18 years old, and he couldn't wait to share his love of these films with his kids. And then to find out that his youngest was absolutely terrified had to have broken his heart. So I put Star Wars on the back burner for the longest time. And then I found out that The Force Awakens was happening, and I did not care because I was afraid of Star Wars. But it was my first year of college. I was sitting in my dorm watching Disney Channel, and the trailer for The Force Awakens came on. And at first I didn't care until I saw this man in a mask looking at me. And my first thought was, who are you? And then my thought was, what is your story? I need to know who you are. What is your motivations? You are my favorite character. If I'm gonna have this love, if I'm gonna be invested in this character, who I would later come to find out is Kylo Ren, I have some movies to catch up on and some fears to get over. So I actually, that night, I immediately went to my school's library and I checked out all of the prequels and all the original trilogy, and I watched them in one sitting. I watched them in this really weird order, so I didn't know if I should watch them like episode one like through, or like watch the original trilogy first and then the prequel trilogy. So I looked up this way online and it was this like flashback way. So I watched A New Hope, Empire, and then I watched Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, and then Return of the Jedi, and then Phantom Menace. The internet lied to me. They told me that Phantom Menace did not matter and that I didn't have to watch it. I chose to watch it last because I wanted the complete story of the saga, and I ended up really, really liking it, and I was kind of salty that I didn't watch it before I watched Attack of the Clones. But regardless, I watched all these films. The internet also didn't tell me that it would give me a headache for 2 days straight, but it was definitely a headache that it was worth it. I kept going back to the library and rechecking out these DVDs and keep watching it in order to tide me over until December. So December rolls around, it's a Thursday night, my dad's coming to pick me up to take me home for Christmas break, and every Christmas and every Thanksgiving, my family goes to the movies. And so this Christmas, our movie was going to be The Force Awakens. But just randomly, I decided to look up the showtimes at my local theater, and I saw that it was playing, and we had enough time to make it to the theater. So I turned to my dad and I say, do you want to see The Force Awakens right now? And of course, there's no hesitation on his part. He's happy that his daughter finally likes Star Wars. And so we go to the theater, and I'm sitting there. I remember this so vividly. I'm sitting in the theater. My dad's to my left. I have a Coke in my hand, a popcorn in the other hand. We've gone through the previews. The logo comes on the screen, that iconic fanfare plays, and I have to admit, I got a little weepy. Because up until then, my fandom had been contained and my excitement had been contained in my dorm room with the DVDs on my laptop, but here I was in a crowded theater amongst other people watching Star Wars. I made it. And of course, the film blew my expectations out of the water. I absolutely loved it. For the longest time, it was the film that I'd seen the most in theaters at 7 times. And I just could not get enough. And of course, I loved Kylo Ren. And I just remember being really, really happy that I had given Star Wars the second chance. but I wanted to do more with my love. So of course, what do you want to do when you want to engage in things? You make a Twitter. So I made Twitter, and it's through that that I actually found Fangirls Going Rogue. It's actually the first podcast, I'm pretty sure, that I ever listened to. So like I said, I was new to this fandom, and I had a couple opinions that I felt like were really controversial. I sort of liked watching the prequels more than I liked watching the original trilogy, although I love all the films greatly, and some of the iconic characters that everyone liked, like Boba Fett and Jango Fett, they weren't my favorites. And I didn't see why people thought that Darth Vader was so scary and so menacing. If anything, it was the Emperor that was the scarier one. Although I do admit that Rogue One quickly changed my opinion on that, and I do fully understand why people see Darth Vader as menacing and scary, but I had opinions that I thought people wouldn't appreciate, and I hadn't read any of the books, and I hadn't read any of the comics, and I was just sure that someone would ask me some kind of question or something to prove that I was a real fan, and that I would fail. And then what would that mean for all the love and excitement that I had for these movies? And then Fangirls Going Rogue came along and told me, no one's gonna ask you to prove yourself. And if they do, then those aren't the type of people that you want to hang out with anyway. Fangirls Going Rogue also has a special place in my heart because of Sandra. I remember tweeting out, do I want to read Rebel Rising or Bloodline first? Because I wanted to start reading the books. And she suggested Lost Stars. And it was in Lost Stars I saw myself for the first time. And I just remember thinking, here I am, a young black woman who is in love with the First Order, who is in love with the Empire. I feel very awkward because I'm new to all this. And here's a character who I feel like is exactly like me. And in that moment, I knew that I'd found my home. So fast forward a little bit, and I'm still engaging with people, I'm finding more podcasts to listen to, and I stumble across Franklin Taylor's Twitter, and he had tweeted out an article that he'd written for Unmistakably Star Wars, and I'm like in the swing of things, in love with podcasts now, I want a new one. So I start listening, and I love their dynamic, I love their conversations, I love how they approach Star Wars, and there's a segment that Unmistakably Star Wars has called Star Wars on Tap, where they interview people essentially about their Star Wars fandom and what they do. And I remember thinking, I would love to have an interview, but I don't cosplay, I don't write fan fiction, I don't do fan art, I don't have an impressive collection, I can't tell you about waiting in line in the 70s, I can't tell you about waiting in line in the 90s, I don't have anything to say. So I tweet out, without tagging anyone, because I secretly don't want anyone to see, when you want to be on this episode, but you don't have anything to say. And the universe decided to respond in my favor, because I got a message back that said, everyone has a Star Wars story. Of course you have something to say. We'll schedule you for an interview. Time rolls around and it's time for my interview. I remember it because my aunts came to town to hang out with me, my sisters, and my mom because we were going to see Hamilton. So that's my afternoon. We're watching Hamilton. We come home. We have Hamilton trivia. And in the middle of the trivia, my alarm goes off. And I look at my family and I tell them, I have to go. My Star Wars interview is about to happen. So I tape up the sign in my door that says, don't enter recording. I get out my laptop. I connect with Devin, our curator of content. And we're having this really great conversation. I tell him some of the things that I've just told you. And after the recording's all done and it's over, I don't remember his exact words, but it's something along the lines of, would you like to join the team? And there's no hesitation on my part. I'm just like, yes, I love this podcast. I love talking about Star Wars. I want to be involved. Of course, I will write articles. I will appear on episodes. 1,000 times, yes. And just like that, my family got a little bit bigger. And it's been one of the most amazing opportunities of my life to get to know the individuals associated with this podcast and talk theories and ideas with them. And it's been absolutely wonderful writing articles. In fact, I think my first one was on Lost Stars, about what I think is going to happen and how I binge watched Clone Wars and Rebels and watching Resistance now. And that was my engagement. And then Star Wars Celebration rolled around and I was watching on my laptop, and I remember thinking, I want to be at the next one. And the universe smiled on me again because Star Wars Celebration Chicago was announced, and I'm from Illinois, so I told myself, I'm going to save up and go. So I save up, I buy my tickets, I make it there, and it hits me that I'm about to meet all the individuals. By now, I've listened to so many more podcasts, like Hearts of Kyber and Sky Talkers and Spark of Hope and so many other ones. Blast Points, I know I'm forgetting some. I am so sorry. I listen to so many. I've met so many other people that I can't wait to see and talk with. And Saturday rolls around and I am sitting at the podcast stage with the crew members of Unmistakably Star Wars, talking about how I think Ben Solo is going to be redeemed. And I cannot believe my luck and this blessing that is in my life. And then Sunday rolls around and I get a notification from Facebook that says, a year ago, you saw Hamilton. So I'm excited. I'm texting my aunts. I'm texting my sisters. I'm like, a year ago, we saw Hamilton. How cool is that? But then it dawns on me. That means a year ago, I recorded my episode of Star Wars Untapped. A year ago, I was asked to join this team. And now I've met them in person. I've been on a panel with them in person. And I'm surrounded by them. And just the wonderfulness overwhelms me. That this is my life. And this is Star Wars. And that's how it's impacted me. Of course, my dad's happy. I'm finally in love with this thing that he's been in love with since he was 18 years old. I have met so many amazing people. And if you're listening to this, I hope you know that I'm talking about you. I've loved being a part of Twitter threads and group chats, talking about anything and everything, our hopes and our dreams for Star Wars in general, for Game of Thrones. You all know who you are. And I just thank you for engaging with me and being in my life. So what am I most looking forward to? Episode 9, Ben Solo is going to be redeemed. Really looking forward to seeing how that goes down and how that happens. I'm also looking forward to The Mandalorian. So like I said, one of my, what I thought was controversial opinions was I didn't really like Jango or Boba Fett. I watched The Clone Wars. I watched Rebels. Wonderful storytelling. I was very interesting, but Mandalore has never been my thing. And then I found out that Pedro Pascal was cast as the Mandalorian, and I love Game of Thrones, and I love the Kingsman films, and so I knew who he was, and immediately I was interested. Sunday rolls around, and I know that celebrities sometimes go to the Star Wars show live stage at Celebration, and I think there's a chance that the cast of The Mandalorian is going to be on that stage. And since I didn't make it into the panel, I want to be there. So I get to the convention center, 10 o'clock. They open the doors. They let us in. I make a beeline for the stage and I just wait. And I think it's around 11 o'clock. The panel starts and they stream it live for us. And hearing everyone talk about the series on Disney Plus, their interest, seeing some of the behind the scene things, I know that my mind is blown and Mandalore has changed for me. In fact, as soon as I got home, I bought a journal and immediately started keeping track of all the things that I had to remake up and all the history of Mandalore that I need to learn because I want to know what this series is about. I'm invested. I need to know what happened. But seeing the stream was pretty great, but I was there for the cast. And we end up getting this message that 2:30 looks pretty good. Nothing can be confirmed, but 2:30 looks good. And so I resolve to stick it out and wait. And 7 blessings on all of my friends who texted, who came to visit and checked in, who were like, do you need water? Do you need snacks? You're standing here for a really long time. Please sit down at points. So I'm standing there Sunday throughout the day. I end up seeing Claudia Gray on the stage, and that was absolutely mind-blowing since when I was waiting in line earlier, I'd been reading Lost Stars. See some of the cast of Resistance. It's really amazing. But then 2:30 rolls around, and the cast of The Mandalorian comes out on stage, and I am in the front row. You can see me in so many videos. I tweeted about it so much, and I just essentially forget how to breathe. because Pedro Pascal is right in front of me and this cast is right in front of me and we make eye contact and everything happens. And once again, I'm in awe of the revelation that Star Wars is happening right in front of me, and I've made so many friends with the people who are waiting with me, and the people who I've been engaging with on Twitter have come to check on me. And once again, I can't help but realize how amazing this life is and how amazing my life is and how much I never ever want to take it for granted, and that this is my story. This is my Star Wars story. In 2015, I just happened to see a trailer, and I just happened to see Kylo Ren, and now I'm here recording this episode for one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, talking to you all, and I'm forever grateful.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Gina, and you can find her on Twitter at Regina Linette. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you'd like to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis on Twitter. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!